Hello, wonderful souls, and welcome to the Empowered Woman Project. My name is Eliana Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness and mindset coach and life hype woman. I am on a mission to empower women around the world because I see so many women living life with a handbrake on, not fully realizing the power or fully living their life. And I am here to show you how you can live your strongest, happiest, and most confident lives. I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the moment you realize and take your power back. Everything you've ever wanted is already within you. So master your mindset and manifest all your goals and dreams right here, right now. Let's go. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Empowered Woman Project. My name is Coach Eliana Marie, as you already may know, and today I'm going to talk to you about how you can have a better perspective on the journey towards your goals so that you don't procrastinate and that you don't quit. The reason I'm talking about this topic today, besides the fact that I'm so passionate about actually getting people to achieve their goals so that they can build confidence, they can stop feeling bad about themselves, because usually the goal isn't the problem. It is your approach to it. And by the time that, you know, you kind of give up on goal after goal after goal, it loses its novelty. And you also lose your sense of self-worth along the way because you feel like perhaps I can't achieve a goal. Perhaps I'm not good enough. And I'm here to tell you, you are good enough. You are wildly capable, but it's probably your perception and your approach that's not right. So what I'm going to share with you today is a mindset shift. But before we go into that, the reason why I'm sharing this with you today is because let's say you've hit your New Year's resolutions or you set your New Year's resolutions and now you're kind of like swindling and dropping off. And I want you to know you're not alone. So Strava, which is an internet fitness service provider, I believe they have an app. They tracked their users and they found that I think majority, 80%, I may be wrong, but majority of the users, 80% of the users dropped their New Year's resolution between January 19 and mid-Feb. So it's January 20 today. January 19 was yesterday. And it was so significant that they even called it Quitter's Day, which I think is so amusing that they even named it that. But at the same time, I think about all the people who genuinely wanted to achieve a goal and perhaps they found it too hard and they don't have the right approach, and so they dropped off. So the mindset shift that I'm going to share with you today, to frame it for you, is looking at your goals in a different way. So one of the reasons why people often quit and they procrastinate on doing the things they need to do to achieve their goal is because they feel like the gap between where they are and where the goal is just too big. The action you need to take to get there is too big as well. And so by the time that it's time to take action, your brain is like, yo, this is too hard. And when your brain says that, it's simply trying to protect you. It doesn't want you to go through challenging things. It's a survival mechanism, because way back when, during caveman days, of course we needed this. There was a lot more things to be afraid of. Like there was wild animals, there were other tribes. There was not a lot of safety back then. Whereas in this world right here, we're actually very, very safe. The reason I say that is our brains are trying to protect us from being hurt. And when it sees something challenging, immediately it's like, whoa, should I do that? That's going to be too hard. So firstly, acknowledge that. Then secondly, see that as the reason that you're probably procrastinating, because it's, oh my gosh, way too hard. And I feel you. I've been there before when I've set lofty goals. I've got a lofty goal for myself at the moment. I've got a coach and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is a big, long shot. But what I'm doing differently from other goals I've set before and why I've been successful in the goals that I've set in the last year is I've taken a completely different perspective. And this is exactly what I teach my clients as well. So instead of thinking of the big lofty goal and the way Will Smith, who I actually got this idea from, Will Smith, when he was younger, his dad owned a store and they had to have a big wall built and Will and his brother Harry were tasked with building the wall. Instead of hiring a contractor, their dad wanted to teach them discipline, and their dad wanted to teach them the rewards, how to reap the rewards of hard work and how to be proud of themselves. So they had to make a big wall, and they were kids, right? And Will Smith was complaining one day, saying, "It's too hard, we're never going to finish it." And his dad approached him and was like, "Don't focus on building a wall. Focus on laying the most perfect brick you can every single day, and then you'll have a wall." So for a whole year, Will Smith and his brother went after school. They had no breaks during their school holidays. They were there every single day laying a brick to build a wall. And eventually, the wall was built. And that was a really big learning lesson for him because it taught him the importance of doing the thing you need to do today. Don't worry about the outcome. That's what you're working towards, but worry about and focus on the task at hand today, and eventually you'll get to the outcome. So the reason I share this with you is perhaps you have a big, lofty goal, all right? Maybe you want to run a marathon. Maybe you want to hit a PB at the gym. Maybe you want to lose weight. Whatever it is, if it seems like it's so far-fetched, dial it back. What are three daily non-negotiables, three bricks that you can lay today that will build up to your bigger goal? So for example, if your goal was to lose weight, you need to be active, you need to be eating healthier and in a calorie deficit. We'll get to that in another podcast. I'm planning to do a fat loss podcast, fat loss episodes, just to explain to people what fat loss is and how you can attain fat loss. But for now, eating healthier, and then perhaps it's, you know, increasing your movement by walking 30 minutes more every day. Those can be your daily non-negotiables. So let's say you do this every day for 30 days, and all you focused on was the task at hand today. You'll get to day 30 and you'll be like, whoa, there's actually a difference, right? Versus going, oh, I haven't achieved my goal of, let's say, 5 kilos yet, and it's only been 7 days, right? What you've done is you focus way too much on the outcome. You haven't actually broken it down into the actions, and you go, well, that's way too hard. And so you give up on it. Versus if you focused on the daily action, moving your body, eating healthier, getting enough, you know, 7 hours sleep at night. And then in 30 days, in 60 days, in 90 days, you've achieved weight loss. Do you see where I'm going here? So to stop yourself from procrastinating because the goal seems too far, to stop yourself from focusing on the big ass gap that you've got between now and the goal, focus on laying the perfect brick every single day. And this brick is in the form of your daily non-negotiables. Another reason why this is so important is because, yes, you can do more than the daily non-negotiables. For example, when my clients set goals with me, I create a plan for them. I get them to hit, you know, a certain macronutrient target every day. I get them to train 3 to 5 days a week, depending on their level of training. I get them to aim for 7 hours good quality sleep at night. I get them to hit a certain step goal every day. So that's like the plan. But I find that, you know, well, everyone knows this. Life isn't perfect. Things go wrong. And it's like, well, what do you do if you genuinely had like a crazy day and you can't hit your 10K steps and you're very, very tired? Like, what do you fall back on? You fall back on those three small achievable habits that you can do day in, day out that take you a step further, a step closer to your goal, no matter what. So I hope you found that helpful. Just a summary, instead of focusing on the big juicy goal, which by the way is amazing to set, I'm all for setting big goals because I truly believe that every single human being is capable of achieving what they want to achieve. We are so powerful, and I think we often forget what we're actually capable of. But instead of just focusing on that and how far away you are from that goal, break it down. What are the daily bricks you need to be setting What are the daily habits you need to be doing to get to that goal? So, as always, I don't just, you know, love you and leave you with this podcast. I always encourage you to actually take action. Because, you know, we consume so much content and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired after listening to this podcast or after watching this YouTube video. But the magic happens when you do the work. And when you do the work and actually see the progress you've made for yourself, you build that confidence and resilience because you're like, well, I can keep going. Look what I've done so far. I'm wildly capable. Let's go. So I want you to list down the resolution or the goal you set for 2022 that you feel like is slipping away, but you genuinely want to achieve, and then list down the three daily habits that are going to take you to that goal when repeated day in and day out. As a reminder, my loves, please like, share, subscribe. I know that there are so many people that need to hear this message. So lovingly send them to the podcast or to YouTube, whatever format you're watching this on. And as always, please, if you really, really love it, please leave a kind review and any feedback that you may have for me. I'm always open to feedback. And also leave any topics you may want to see or hear on the podcast or on YouTube. Okay, so just to preview next week's topic, please tune in. It's gonna be about how to know whether you're ready for a fat loss phase. This is a big thing that I'm seeing when I'm talking to women. These women reach out to me on Instagram and we have conversations, and a lot of them have fat loss as their goal for 2022. So next week's podcast, it's going to be all about that and see whether or not you're actually ready. Your mind and body are ready for a fat loss phase. So tune in till next time. I'm sending lots of love and light your way, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, my love, and for spending a part of your day with me. As always, if the lessons in this podcast inspired you, go forth and take action. Bring it to life every day for the next week and see how it can positively impact your week. That's where the real value and true change lies. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe and leave a kind review and spread love to others as well. Tag me on your Instagram story at Aliana Marie. That's my personal Instagram, and at the Empowered Woman Podcast, along with what you loved about this episode. And stay tuned because every month I'll be giving away a sweet $50 Muscle Nation voucher. By the way, not sponsored. I just genuinely love their stuff. To the listener who leaves the most entertaining review and tags us in their stories with their learnings. Sending you off with lots of love and light on your week. Bye.